Hey, Frankie T. Glad to hear you're going to be doing more episodes. Yeah, I've been watching you and on the posts and everything of all the cool stuff that you're making for the con. Your players are going to be very happy with this, with the setup. It looks really cool. So, hope you have a blast at the con. You're probably there now. Hey, we'll get together soon. Maybe we'll jam on here together sometime. We'll talk to you later.
Hey Frank, this is Matt. Driving home, I was listening to your podcast and just had a couple quick thoughts. So, when I've ran some one-shots in the past, I've done the exact same thing that you talked about Shane doing. You know, jump straight into the action, gets everybody pumped up, excited for the adventure, and it is completely opposite of that we wander into a tavern and we get a job cliche that, you know, is so typical of our hobby. So, you know, if you have the opportunity to do something like that, especially if this is a con game or a one-shot, I think you should go that route. Jump right in, kick some ass, steal their resources, use up their healing spells or potions or whatever they've got, med kits, you know, and really kind of amp up the excitement immediately.
You're listening to Frank T's Liner Notes, an informal, irregular podcast where I will think out loud about map design, papercraft terrain, game theories, projects I'm working on, and in general, letting loose the voices inside my head. Heart of Darkness adventure that I GM'd at the Crit Hit Experience at Phoenix Comic Fest this year. Well, the Crit Hit Experience was a unique endeavor from Jim Miller, who is the originator of the Crit Hit gaming convention, although it's not exactly a convention per se. It's a weekend of gaming. That's the easiest way to put it. In fact, this year he's calling it a retreat. The best part about it was a single room with all kinds of props, and I want to call it a show more than a game because I felt more like a performer in that we were really trying to provide an experience for the players. We had lighting, we had background music, we had props, we had laser pistols and alien eggs that were getting ready to hatch. It was really a wonderful thing to behold, and I think it added a lot to the atmosphere of the game. And all of this was really to showcase what this year's Crit Hit retreat will be like in July, where every game will be run in a separate suite and hopefully will include some sort of prop decoration as well as lighting and music and anything else the game masters may want to bring in. But it avoids the noise of a crowd and allows you to have more of an intimate gaming experience. The game itself went really well. I think everyone had a great time. I had some really great players who knew the rules. I had some that were fresh to the game, and I think that made for a good mix. But all the players really took ownership of the characters. In a sense, they played as though these were characters that they would be playing in a campaign. They really took ownership of the story, and I allowed for a lot of that. Giving control of the narrative to characters is something that I've really been enjoying lately. It takes a lot of the weight off of my shoulders and gets the players invested in the game very quickly. The choice to start the game off in media res during a chase was probably the perfect start of the game. Although I did not get a chance to whittle down their resources as much as I would have hoped, it was still a very good start to the game. We got in right away and people were playing and excited, so there wasn't this lag at the very front of the game, which can happen, as Matt had mentioned in his message. Some of the things I would do differently would be I would set up for more options for complications during the chase. I was using the Savage Worlds chase rules with some modifications, and in the future what I would probably do is allow for more options for complications. I would also probably call attention to other aspects of what characters might be able to do other than the pilot, maybe call attention to different controls of the spacecraft. One of the things that really was distracting, though, throughout the entire game was the sense of time for me. I think I would need a better method of keeping track of the time, because I was constantly looking at the clock to see how much more time we had left in the game. Being tied down to that 4-hour mark and not really having a good sense of where I was within the adventure and where I was within the time frame was a little frustrating for me. And I know a couple of times I thought I was an hour ahead, and then other times I thought I was an hour behind. So I think there would be a better method in the future that I would have to come up with. If any of you listening have a method that works for you, let me know. Send me a message. The other thing I would do differently was I would have better character tie-in. I more or less was in a hurry, so I just printed off a few archetype pregens from the Pinnacle website. But I would probably, and I probably will for the July crit hit event, will create some characters that have more of a tie-in to the whole of the story. Characters that have more skills and backgrounds that match the adventure specifically. And I think this is probably the only time you can do that, since I'm handing out pre-gen characters for a one-shot. I ran most of the game in Theater of the Mind, except for the final showpiece encounter, which I documented pretty well, I think, via Facebook and G+ and Instagram. So a lot of you got a chance to see what that looked like in process, as well as the final piece. And all of the printables for that, the templates and the textures, will be available. First for Patreon patrons, and then eventually on DriveThru and RPG Now. I think that using Theater of the Mind worked really well on a lot of different levels. One, obviously, I didn't have to carry around a lot of terrain, and that can be cumbersome, especially when you are traveling. Now, I was fortunate enough that I was not going very far, and getting in and out was not a big deal. There was some inspection process to get into the event, but after that, it was pretty smooth sailing, and it was Thursday, which means there wasn't a lot of crowds. So navigating that with terrain and boxes worked really well. I don't know how well that stuff would travel in the future, though, if I were to go outside of the local area, where I would be flying rather than driving. But in the end, having Theater of the Mind for most of it leading up to that final encounter, I think worked well. In some ways, it was a two-edged sword, because some of the details of the locations I often overlooked, but maybe some of those details would have been sort of snares and traps to waste time for the characters. Although it felt very railroady to me, none of the players seemed to mind how we were kind of working in a linear fashion, and I think it worked out really well in the end anyway. In the future, I'm thinking maybe I should be doing some post-game interviews just to get a sense of what people liked about the game, not only for me, so that I can get a better sense of what I could be doing differently, but also as testimonials to the game itself, since I'm most likely running my own published material. I would say that in the end, everything worked really well, and working with Jim and Crystal Miller was great. I really felt more like a partner in the Crit Hit experience than a participant in the Crit Hit experience, and I'm really looking forward to the Crit Hit retreat in July. If anybody can make their way out to Phoenix, I highly recommend it. This is the third year, and it's been a blast. Since I'm declaring May Sci-Fi Month, I thought I would have a sale on all of my sci-fi products on DriveThruRPG and RPG Now. But I was a little late in setting it up, so the sale will start on Sunday, May 6th, and run through the end of the month. Get on over and check out some of my sci-fi themed terrain, as well as both the Savage Worlds version and White Star version of Heart of Darkness, the adventure I'll be running at Phoenix Comic Fest at the end of May. Thanks for listening to today's microburst of Frank T's Liner Notes. You can find me on Google Plus as Frank Turfler. I am also on Facebook as Middle Kingdoms Adventure and Trading Company, or Twitter at Middle Kingdoms. Also, check out my Patreon at www.patreon.com/FrankT.